life today.
Hamid Karzai is back at the helm, but is the image too tainted? Hillary Clinton there to listen to the inauguration address of this leader who's in power in Afghanistan with a country, rather, that is riddled with corruption. North Korea, in the meantime, has offered some serious aid to get rid of their nuclear ambitions. You think they'll put them on the shelves? Kim Jong-il, can you hear us now? Senate health plan says it's just going to cost $849 billion. Senator Harry Reid couldn't be more excited. They're talking about a floor debate as of possibly Saturday, getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving. And who knows? Stranger things have happened. Maybe a vote on this thing, but will there be enough? California's deficit slamming. Very, very high, up to $21 billion. And also, more on Major Hassan, as red flags apparently were all over the place 2 years ago, and several people squealed, complained, said you got to take a closer look at this, and nothing was done. But right from the get-go, the first thing that we want to do here on the show is talk about the bullseye that's been painted on New York City, in my opinion, as a result of now deciding to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his cohorts, four of them, so five of them all together in a federal courtroom in New York City, just a stone's throw away from ground zero. Why should the 9/11 families and all of us, because it's our tax dollars that are paying for this, have to go through this with these terrorists who killed our people? Why should we have to pay for this with a court-appointed attorney for the terrorists getting the same rights that you or I are afforded? It makes absolutely no sense to me. And it doesn't make sense to a lot of people, obviously, on the Hill either, but Attorney General Eric Holder was grilled a little bit about why this decision. So buckle up. This is a little bit long, but it's an exchange with Kyle earlier in the day in Washington.
Would you be more likely to get a conviction in federal court when Khalid? How could you be more likely to get a conviction in federal court when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is already asked to plead guilty before a military commission and be executed? How could you be more likely to get a conviction in an Article III court than that?
The determination I make on where I think we can best try these cases is not dependent on the whims or the desires of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He said he wanted to do that then. I have no idea what he wants to do now with regard to these military commissions that, as a result of the work that this committee did and this Congress did, now has enhanced protections and I think are better than they once were before. He may still want to do that in the military commission. I have no idea. My job is to look at the possibilities. Article 3, military commission, where is my best chance of success?
On the if I could interrupt, it would seem to me that given the fact...
I decided that Article 3 courts were the best place to do that.
Right. I know that...
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is not making this decision, the Attorney General...
Of course he's not. Mr. Attorney General, you've based this on where you think you're more likely to get a conviction. You talked about the best chance to prosecute, the chances of success are enhanced, and so on. One of the factors has to be the fact that he has at least at some time asked to plead guilty. I mean, you had to have taken that into account.
That was then. I don't know what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed wants to do now, and I'm not going to base a determination on where these cases ought to be brought on what a terrorist, what a murderer wants to do. He will not select the prosecution venue. I will select it, and I have.
But my understanding is that one of the key reasons for your decision is where you think you're going to have the best chance of success. One would think that his expressed desire to plead guilty in the military commission would have some effect on your decision.
Well, Senator Kyle, with all respect, today is, I don't know, November 16th, 17th, I'm not sure what the date is. Do we know as a fact right now that that is in fact what he wants to do? Do we know that? Do I have some special information? Do you have some special information that is what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is planning to do or continuing to plan to do?
Why is it more likely that that he will be convicted in a federal court than he would before a military commission, particularly given the fact, surely you're not arguing that it's easier to get evidence in to an Article III court than it is in a military commission. I mean, you made the point that you're aware of a lot of evidence in this case that others aren't, of course, but the rules for admitting evidence are more lenient before military commissions than in Article III courts. So that can't be the basis for your decision, is it?
That is not necessarily the case. With regard to the evidence that would be elicited in a military commission, evidence elicited from them, from the detainees, from the terrorists as a result of these enhanced interrogation techniques, it is not clear to me at all that that information would necessarily be admitted in a military commission, even with the use of a clean team, or that it would withstand appellate scrutiny. And on the basis of that concern and other things, my desire to go to an Article III court and to minimize the use of that kind of information, that kind of evidence, I thought was paramount.
All right, so again, this is part of my concern. As you know, we've been talking about this since last week, since last Friday, when Holder had the announcement that they were going to do this with all five of them. And as I said, it is a bullseye on New York City to me, because let's face it, terrorists who might have been furious over what's happened to their brothers-in-arms, as it were, at Gitmo, now have a much better chance, a logistical chance anyway, of possibly doing something in the city. Because you think New York is our biggest city. It's very, very open. You think about the subway tunnels, etc., and the chaos that could be caused. I am certainly hoping and praying that this does not happen. But I see this as very dangerous. Why do we have Gitmo in the first place? What was the idea of housing enemy combatants or terrorists at Gitmo? To keep them at bay, to not present the possibilities of the risks here in the United States. And this just ups the game big time. Big, big time. And think about this. From the legal point of view, which is exactly what Senator Kyle was trying to press him on, tons of money will be spent on this, but forget the money aspect of this. You got five terrorists. So you start from the beginning. You go with discovery. You go with testimony. You go with evidence. It's already been put in place, okay? So now you've got a different standard than what would happen at the military with a military tribunal or a commission, right? Depending on what happens with the judge who gets the case, the evidence could be questioned along the way. So a jury, you've watched Law and Order enough, I'm sure, right, will be instructed not to consider certain portions of the evidence, or things wouldn't be allowed. They wouldn't be admissible. And you know what can happen in this case. There is still a chance. I don't care what the conviction rate is. There is still a chance, even if it's very slim, that he could walk, he, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the others, or at least one or two of the others, could walk away from this. Can you imagine those widows in New York if any of them walk away from these proceedings? We'll have more on that and take some of your calls. 800-259-5791.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
And it seemed to me like Eric Holder was stammering around looking for the answers for Senator Kyle. And I told you my thoughts. There is a chance, be it very slim, that who knows what happens in our federal court system and what evidence couldn't be admissible or could be thrown out or, you know, however this is all put together. I think the administration underestimates the response of a couple of things. One, of the possible terrorist threat here, and also of the American people when they announced what they were going to do last week to try these terror suspects in our criminal court system. And you know what? Here's the thing. President Obama was asked about it, and what did he say? Prosecutorial decision. Once again, I don't get it. Someone enlighten me. You know, I've got a couple of lawyers in my family, and one extremely liberal and one extremely conservative. That makes for interesting conversation, eh? And actually, both of them don't think it's a good idea at all. And it reopens the wounds, the jabs, the hearts of everybody in that city. I mean, I don't see how you think this is a good thing. There have been a few people that have said to me, well, now you can look them in the eye. How many people are getting in that courtroom that they can look these radical Islamic folks in the eyes? How many people are getting the chance to do that? And then there's going to be cameras in the courtroom. And then what does that do to people that could be radicalized across the United States that are sleeper guys lying in wait? I see nothing but problems coming out of this. Nothing but problems. Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana, you get the honors. You're the first one up.
Bless your heart. I wanted to bring up the fact that the Republican Iowa Congressman Tom Latham is moving on some legislation to try to keep the prisoners from Guantanamo being put in Iowa or other Midwestern states in these prisons and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he had said that in the last couple of days that he's just had tons of contact from people in Iowa, worried that if they have to go to some of these jury trials and things, will their family members that serve on juries be targets of the terrorists and things of that nature? And that's a thing to think about in New York there, too, you know.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I agree 100%. You just cannot think of all the angles. That's the thing. You can't.
It's going to be made public, I'm sure, eventually, who's on the juries. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Right,
and
absolutely.
That's a scary thing. And then
if they're going to have cameras in the courtroom. See, that's the thing. The cameras in the courtroom, it's a double-edged sword. Because what they're trying to say, Jana, like what Holder's trying to say is, well, listen, we're going to have cameras in the courtroom so everybody in America can see this and we can nail these guys and you can watch it happening. But that will also ignite all the terrorists. And as you were saying, it will expose some of the jury members. It will.
Yes, definitely. And then I wanted to bring up real quick about the stimulus money. Of course, Iowa was included in that, you know, that supposedly there were so many jobs made and stuff. And $10.6 million of the stimulus money went to fake districts here in Iowa. And I was really shocked today. They said that there was 8 made-up districts, and they tried to pass it off as people didn't know the correct number, you know, of their district and stuff. And we only
have
5 districts in Iowa, and they had everything from 00 district to 31 district. And I'm telling you, I'm just sick of both parties, and I really don't know where to go from here, I'll tell you.
Jana, let me one better you on that. We were talking about that the other day, about the districts that were screwed up, and it wasn't just in Iowa. Now, riddle me this. Okay, it was supposed to be stimulating the economy, so they create this website so that you and I could go to the website and see where the stimulus money was going. And then it was uncovered that there were all these errors, that they weren't these districts, etc. Do you know that they had a grant to do this website of $18 million?
Yes, I was aware of that, and when I heard that it cost $18 million, I about fell over on that, too.
See, here's what I could do. I could fly to Iowa, and you and I could canvass the town, and we could come up with the best people to put websites together,
yes.
And we could put it together for a lot less than $18 million.
Amen on that, and pass the ammunition. You hang in there, Kate.
All right, you too, Jana. Thanks, as always, for the call. All right, let's move along across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. Sam.
How you doing? Como esta?
Como esta? Si, muy bien, y tú?
All right, en francés, et très bien.
Ah, très bien. I like that.
Merci beaucoup. About this terrorist trial. Okay, notice I'm talking about something else, which is good. I don't think these guys, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, yeah, you and I are both Law and Order fanatics. In fact, I consider myself a Law and Order junkie. I watch all three of them.
Oh, so do I. And if you watch all three, I forget what magazine it is. I think it's like Vanity Fair or one of those. They've got a picture of the 25 years of all the different DAs and stuff. It's kind of cool. 20 years. If you watch that, because you know some of it's fabricated or whatever, but the procedural stuff is pretty accurate. I mean, they use lawyers, they consult with lawyers on this, and what you see there is something that could happen in a federal court coming soon.
I picture a miniseries coming up pretty soon about that. Unfortunately,
I do too.
No, unfortunately, what their lawyer or lawyers might do is they might say they won't get a fair trial, let's move it to another jurisdiction. No matter where they move it, they won't get a fair trial.
Right.
How about we save themselves the cost of a trial and the cost of a... I'm going to throw in a little sports for this. My favorite thing when it comes to terrorists, tie them to a hockey net and let the players with the hardest shots in the NHL take shots at them. You know.
Yeah, there you go. If only you could do that. If only you could figure out a clever way to do that and you could set it up.
Yeah,
but
you know,
I think it's so dangerous for the people in New York City.
Right, because you're going to have, I mean, if you cut me off in this, I apologize. There might be some nutcase who said, oh, God told me to do it.
I agree.
Try to, you know, find a way to sneak a gun in and blow the heads off these, what word should I choose? Pieces of human excrement.
Right.
Okay, I was going to say word that began with B, but I think I'd probably get bleeped out. But, hey, notice I'm being diplomatic here. Give me that much credit.
Yeah, and it's dangerous, too, right. Not just for New Yorkers, but I think for the whole country.
Right.
I'm supposed to take a trip to New York. I don't know what it's probably in March sometime, and I'll be right near thinking about that today, how many times I've gone by the courthouse that they're talking about. And,
right.
Boy, as much as they lock it down, they cannot. I don't think they can lock it down 100%. There's always a way.
Which one is it, the one on Center Street?
It's the one right around the corner. You know where you're heading to Battery Park?
Yeah.
So you go down from where Wall Street is, from where the Twin Towers are. So when I say it's a stone's throw away,
right.
I mean, you can easily walk that. It's not very far.
Right, for sure.
Awful.
Yeah, I know. It really stinks. I mean, I spoke to Steve, and, yeah, it's also news in Israel, too. And what they're worried about is that when the trial is on, that you're going to have some nutcases trying to pull a terrorist attack, because he was talking to some of his buds who were doing their army service, and their COs, you know, from what their friends could say without, you know, violating any military secrecy thing, is that once the trial's on, certain areas will be on high alert, because they'll probably say, it's because of Israel, you know, whatever, this is why this happened. So there might be some terrorist attack that might happen. That type of stuff.
Oh yeah, and they're smart to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh well. No hockey talk today. Just terrorism. So everybody's going to like it. We have some applause for Sam. He had some interesting things to tell us. That he's always given us that information there. Israel, they're on high alert, and they will be on high alert too through this, because there's a lot of channels at work here. Absolutely. Sam, you take care. Thanks. We're going to let you slide. We're up against it. But I'll tell you, it's not just what you think is right in front of your face. You know, the most obvious things. They call it the low-hanging fruit. It's not just the low-hanging fruit. It's the other stuff that you have to worry about, the things that you can't see or think about, the possible things that could possibly happen as a result of trying these guys in New York. And, of course, Barack Obama is predicting that the professed September 11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, will be convicted and executed, because he says failure is not an option. 800-259-5791. More on the flip side.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
All right, we're talking about the bullseye on New York and the latest Senator Kyle going back and forth with Attorney General Eric Holder. The administration, I can tell you this for sure, I was talking to someone today in Washington, once again, completely shocked that Americans were upset, that anybody was upset, that they were going to have this terror trial in New York in a federal court. You got to be kidding me. Do they not ever sit down and write out a list? It's called pros and cons, baby. So now that's all the backtracking that we're seeing again, and Holder was explaining his strategy to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he was questioned by Senator Kyle and others about his decision to send, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other henchmen, as they're being called now, from Gitmo to New York to face a civilian federal trial. I mean, I even hate saying it. And if I hear one more time from Holder or from Obama, failure is not an option. What if failure happens? What if that happens? You know, here's the thing. Okay, great if he gets the death penalty. What if he doesn't? And plus, more than that, what does this do to the people in New York City? How much more harm could come to New York as a result of this going on right there in sort of the belly of the beast as to what happened? Do they have any idea the powder keg they are igniting here? Any idea whatsoever? So the other side of this is other people are saying the other side of it is, look, if they committed crimes of murder in our country, we prosecute them in our country. We are the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. Amen. And we have a judicial system that they should be afraid of. Okay. All right. If you say so. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, now, you just hit the head on the nail with the head of the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that? You know what I'm talking about. But anyways, you just said, did they think about anything? I mean, when's the last time a liberal's actually thought about something?
I just don't understand the people around them. How can they not do? It's like, Don, listen, if you and I have a company, we are looking at all the angles. And what are we doing? We're brainstorming. And we'll have a list of why we should do something, why we shouldn't. What's the reaction going to be? Do they do this? They don't. They don't think. You're right.
Well, right now, Kate, the Democrats have a stranglehold on, they have the majority in the Senate. They have the majority in the, they're in control of Congress and the House. And they have presidency. And so it's like, they can do whatever they want. They don't got to think about it. But you know the one that, I'll ask you a question. Tell me if this is, do you know how, liberals are such wussies in the first place? And that they never want to see actual justice, but they would rather see rehabilitation or something like that. I started thinking, well, why would you want to take these people back, to New York, right to where, you're right amongst the people that, lost their family and friends, in the attack. And what's going on here? So I'm starting to wonder if this is some kind of a rehabilitation, like you need to be able to see the people, the families of the people that you killed, so that it'll make you feel remorse, and then you can sit there and tell everybody you're sorry for what you did. And can you understand a liberal perspective that way, that they actually think that these guys, five of them I think they're going to take there, including
right.
The lead, that they're actually going to sit there and go and say they're sorry? Right to the families, in court? I mean, obviously, a courtroom's going to be there, and it's going to be people with, outside of idiot journalists, it's going to be probably people that were family members of,
people that were killed. Yeah.
Right. And so I just shake my head. I'm like, is this some kind of sick, twisted idea of rehabilitation or trying to get these guys to say they were wrong? And then it's kumbaya, see, we've achieved justice that way. No, it's not. I just don't think they understand the concept of what a jihad is and, what a holy war is. They could give a, those guys don't give a honk about what we think, They're going to do what they're going to do, and if they get caught, they get caught, they die martyrs. I mean, it's just crazy. Hey, another thing, you've got to watch, liberals and their backdoor antics, and we know about this deal with the healthcare system, which I'm really a little frustrated about right now, Kate, because six out of seven Americans have adequate health insurance. Okay? It's the one out of the seven that doesn't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that we've got to go in and just change the whole system, and screw up the other six people so that the other one person can have health insurance, which is why I think it's ridiculous what's going on. But isn't it interesting that, they're looking at government takeover of healthcare, by eventually putting the insurance companies out of business. And isn't it interesting that all of a sudden some government, study or whatever panel went in and this thing about the mammograms, right, with the women with,
yes.
Testing for breast cancer, and they
mm-hmm.
go in and they say, oh, well, you don't got to do them as many times, why? And every other year once you're 50, and of course it's got women all over the country in hysterics, because they're talking like, you got to be able to be tested. Well, guess what, Kate? Every time you're going to do a mammogram test, it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And see, so do you see the government interference?
Sure.
That's just a little bit where you can see, oh, hey, if we take over healthcare, we're not going to be able to give women a mammogram every year if they want it. We're going to have to, know, we're going to have to, so let's get a government agency in there that says that, oh, you don't need to do this every year, because, do you see, it's just the little backdoor things that are going on.
And right, and right, and because now you have women scared to death because, Don, all you ever hear is, wow, if you just do this once a year, you go, you get a baseline, and then you go back every single year, because we can save women who get breast cancer if it's caught early. So you need to have that mammogram. When you turn 40, you have to have it, and it's drummed into your head, and now you're right. Now they pull back on that. Why? Because it would cost so much money. And usually what they do is they have people come back a second time, and that costs more money. So you're right. This is laying the groundwork to say, oh, maybe it's not necessary till you're 50.
Well, and then you've got Obama and the rest of the sitting deck saying that, no, we're not going to have, government panels telling you what you can and you can't do, health care, you know? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. That's not what this looks like to me. And we haven't even talked to the point to where the government's running the health care system yet. But you can see just one little government agency, like, you know, just imagine if they were running it, they'd probably just basically say, you know, oh, well, that's what's going to happen now. You know, they're going to do exactly like every person I've met. And you can get back with our buddy up there in Montreal. That's from Canada. I've never met a person from Canada come down and say, "Oh, I just love our healthcare system," and you know, we don't got to come to the United States for nothing. You know, and or no type of operations or anything like that. We take care of ourselves. I've never met a person yet. I don't meet too many Canadians in the first place, but, you know, every time I run into somebody at one of my hotels or whatever that I, you know, I deal with, I just shake my head like, you know what? It's just this, the government run health care is just not going to work.
Right.
And last thing, did you hear about our big meteor thingy happened last night here over the West?
Yes, it actually, I forget what the name of it is, and I talked about it a couple of days ago. But did you see it? Are you saying that you saw the bright lights and the shattering of it?
Yeah, I was, it was about 30 minutes just after I talked to you, and all of a sudden the sky just kind of lit up, and it got brighter and brighter, and then all of a sudden it was just like light of day, you know, like, holy cow, what the world was that? And I said, well, you know, I've seen when lightning strikes, you know, it gets really bright, and, but it can't rain. There's no lightning right now. It's too cold, and, you know. And we're not in the summer, and then I said, well, it wasn't a power transformer, but, you know, Evanston, the city, it was still lit up, and I'm like, well, it isn't that, and, you know, and plus it lasted for about 10 seconds, and I'm like, man, that's a long time, but I'll be honest with you, Kate, not that I don't love Salt Lake, but my first thought was that, did Salt Lake just get nuked?
I love it.
So I had to flip it back to KSL to make sure KSL was still online, you know, and I said, okay, Salt Lake's all right, everybody, my mom and dad are still on, so I guess that's okay, and then I remember one of our local reporters, or, you know, news gal saying that there was a meteor shower going at Leonid, I guess it's called, or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
And it only happens like every 33 years or something like that. And I said, well, that must be what it is. And sure enough, they talked about it in the morning. And they said that this piece was like the size of an oven, probably about 300 pounds. And it just smashed right into the planet and was like a bug hitting a windshield, you know. And boy, they said it lit up about four states here in the West for about 10 seconds. And it's just kind of a freak, you know, when it's dark out, you don't just all of a sudden expect it to turn light, you know. So. It's kind of a weird thing
Very cool for you to see it and not realize what it was and then figure it out later, hear what it was, that it was this meteor, this rare thing. I'm glad you shared that story with us. Take care, Don. Thanks.
All righty. Hey, okay.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we're on the big blue marble looking through space at 26,000 miles an hour, you know. Most people don't realize that. And the Earth does go around the sun, and we're moving pretty fast, and anything gets in our way, guess what? If it ain't bigger than us, it's getting squished, right?
That's right. I love that. Great analogy. Thanks. Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. We're talking about tempers flaring when Senator John Kyle from Arizona challenged Eric Holder, the attorney general, to say how a civilian trial could be better since Muhammad sought to plead guilty to a military commission, because that's what he said that he would do. Geez, that's pretty solid when, as far as convictions come, I would think. What happens if there is failure in the trial in New York? We'll talk about it next.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, Senator Harry Reid thinks he's bad to the bone after the big announcement over the Senate's health plan, which will cost $849 billion. It's still loaded with some of the same things that we've talked about over and over and over again here on America Tonight. So there is this year-ender, the health care debate. Now they have their legislation pulled together anyway and trying to say that all but 6% of eligible Americans, that they'll be able to extend coverage to all but 6% of eligible Americans. And it's only going to cost $849 billion, and the 2074-page bill would reduce the deficit by $127 billion over a decade. Again, we come back to the same thing, the numbers that are coming out of the Congressional Budget Office. It's the unreleased estimates. These are unreleased estimates already, but it's also unreliable numbers. Reid was excited, said, "We're closer than ever. This is the last leg of the journey." So Republicans, of course, are saying they're going to block the legislation, deny Obama this win that would cap off the first year in office. They've been behind closed doors for weeks. And this is going to be a long debate. And what it's going to mean is higher premium, so get ready for that. You might have gotten your costs right to where you like them, especially if you have a family. Higher premiums, tax increases, and then those awful Medicare cuts to pay for more of what of the government stuff. I mean, obviously, this is not reform, and that's the reason why. That's what I'm just telling you now. It's the money, the money, the money. It's going to kill us all. So you're not going to get some free card that gives you incredible health care coverage. Quickly, let's head out to Stu in Kentucky. Stu, thanks for hanging through. Hello.
Hey, Kate. I just want to tell you, speaking of health care, you know, it's kind of hypocritical. I had a guy that used to work for me. He's still kind of a friend. We've seen him today, and we were discussing the health care, and he's from Canada. He's here on a green card, been here for 25 or 30 years. He's from up around Sarnia, Ontario. And so we get talking. His wife, unfortunately, has terminal ill cancer. And we get in a whole conversation about health care. And it says, it'd be great once we get to Obama. Once you guys get to Obamacare down here, you'll see what kind of great health care it is. He said, all these doctors from Canada come down here to make money, and they won't be able to do that. And I said, Ed, your wife has got terminal ill cancer. They actually gave her 3 weeks back in July to live. And I said, if the health care is so great in Canada, why do you have your wife in the United States yet getting health care? Why are you taking her to UK Medical Center? If the health care in Canada is so fantastic.
He's still
got a green card up there. He take her up there very easily, put her in a hospital up there and get her taken care of. And he said, well, you know, Canada, when you've got the, you know, it's a little behind when it comes to something. You know, instead of just saying it's behind, he kind of stutters around. Says, well, it's a little behind. And then my point was, they think we need health care, but here's a guy who's from Canada who can take his wife up there and get her the health care that she needs from Canada. And he chooses to keep her here in this country. And I have no problem with our health care. Like I said, I've had my fair share of hospital deals this year. And I'm very, very grateful for having the health insurance I have. Very, very grateful for being able to make the choice of what health care I have. Now, I'd like to be able to buy across state lines. Don't get me wrong. But it all makes a difference in the end. And we just
said
it. I can't say enough. We have the greatest country in the world. And as I said last night, nothing is for free. You either get off your tail and you get it, or you sit back and you don't get it and don't complain and whine when you don't. Now, real quick on KSM, first of all, Lindsey Graham, I'm not a big fan of, but I thought he did a really good job today when he told her about Osama bin Laden.
I know.
You don't want to try Osama bin Laden in the same way. What will happen if KSM goes to New York City, which I think is a mistake, if he goes to New York City and, you know, they're going to have all the red tape. Now, the guy was never raised Miranda rights. Federal law says he has to be raised Miranda rights, right or wrong?
Yeah, he does.
And he was never raised Miranda rights. And any other time, that's an automatic dismissal.
Right.
The evidence against him was not gotten with a warrant. I can promise you that. I mean, you know that as well as I do.
Sure.
So when they start dismissing all this, they say, well, coercion with the waterboarding, what do we really have left? Which none of us really know. You know, Eric Holder supposedly does. But if they find him not guilty and acquit him, doesn't that mean he walked?
Oh, absolutely. Because he would, of course, because we tried him. So he would walk. That's why it doesn't make any sense, because he's a war criminal. So that's why they're all war criminals. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you completely on that. I mean, we've done it through the Civil War and World War One. I mean, we've done it this way. But what I'm saying is and you're absolutely right, he
would walk,
quit guilty. But, I mean, if he walks, I mean, what kind of... What kind of idiot thinks that that's going to be the best thing? The only thing I can think of is a political power, political end of it, is saying, well, you know what, guys, we brought him to your city, and we tried him, and we found him guilty, and we prosecuted for the city of New York. It's not going to happen. I mean, there's no legal way it could happen, I don't believe.
See, what they're saying is that they're saying that they think they can nail it shut and they're not going to fail, and they've got everything tied up. They're going to have everything tied up, and so the chance of the walking is not going to happen. It's not, they're not even going to go there. It's not going to happen. And so then they can do the death penalty thing. And like you just said, hey, we brought them to the place where they, hit America, and we're bringing them right back here, and we're trying them, and we're the kind of people, we don't torture, etc. They got the fair process, and this was the decision. I think it's outrageous, and it's very, very scary, Stu, I think, for the people in New York City, because I am so worried that something's going to happen there.
Well, I mean, it's not like the guy actually has any damn rights in this country anyway.
Right. So why are we doing it?
He's a war criminal, so why even bring in New York City, and why even give him the rights? Because once you give him in federal court, he has to have rights. And
that's
his rights are Miranda rights. They are his right to a fair and speedy trial. And this is the best question I can ever come up with. Where do we find impartial jurors to give this guy a fair trial?
And
what
the answer
part
is
of this country,
exactly.
What part of this country was not affected by 9/11? I can tell you, 9/11, my children were released from school early. The schools closed. I can remember I was in Huntington, Indiana the day it happened. And just went into a truck stop by fuel, and I heard everybody, and I went back, and I remember it. I thought it was a TV show. I thought it was a movie. And I
That's
thought,
right.
man, that is. And it was just so surreal. And I guarantee it, everybody remembers where they were that day. And I think that it's so important that they should, and I know that, they say, well, we can't keep showing it. It brings up bad things. I don't think they could show it enough on TV every day to remind people of why we are what we are today. Why we don't want a pre-9/11 mentality.
That's what we've got. You know, Eric Holder's predecessor, Mike Mukasey, said exactly that. He has a pre-9/11 approach to terrorism. And, of course, Holder not happy and furious about that comment, but it's exactly what's happening here, and it is so dangerous. It is incredibly naive and ridiculous.
What does the Obama administration and Eric Holder say to the families of
right.
the 9/11 victims? I know I had two cousins that worked at the Pentagon, and thank God, actually, my cousin called off that day. Her husband was in the Pentagon, but he was on the back side. The part they were renovating would have been my cousin Stephanie's office.
Mm.
So luckily she wasn't there. But, I mean, what do you say to the families if he's found not guilty in walks?
Here's what they say. We're up against it, my friend. Thank you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. What they say is failure's not an option, that these are cases that have to be won, and that they're not expecting they're going to have a contrary result. It's ludicrous, though. I mean, hey, I'm not a lawyer, but I come from a family of lawyers, and as I told you before, one liberal, one conservative, both of them think it's ridiculous. To sum it all up, Geraldine Davey had a 23-year-old daughter who died at the World Trade Center Tower 1. She was at the hearing as a spectator. She said she wants Muhammad to stay in the military system. Why? Because he's not a U.S. citizen. Why should he have those rights? My daughter didn't have those rights.